losing my mind. Can you hold me? If I'm hazy, boo, can you help me?
Oh, I never get tired of that tune. I just love that tune. Amazing. Welcome back, everyone, to the Awakening Wave Show, where we are all riding the wave of transformation during this ascension cycle. Speaking of transformations, today we have two guests that will be on the show, and I will be introducing them momentarily in regard to their creation of Retreat Magic, Lucia Nicola Evans and Margie Barbier. And I can personally say that while I was on one of these retreats, I had the most amazing spiritual transformation. And I will be heading back to my second retreat. And approximately, I do believe it's 56 days starting today. We're getting closer. Pretty excited. Anyway, I'm going to start with an update from my personal homesteading experience and kind of share with where I'm at. I'm pretty excited because next week is step two, where I go down and I file the grantee assignee's declaration of grantee assignee's notice of claim of forever benefit of original land grant patent. Am I geeked out about that? Sure am. Now, I had a little pushback on the last document that I filed, but I know that we're going to go in with open, loving arms, and I'm going to get that kind of same reaction from the people that will be helping me file the documents, because I'm going to take some Christmas cookies with me and enlighten them with my light. Okay, so where I'm at on that, that is the next step. My public notices are up, and I went to check on them. I've been checking on them every week to make sure they haven't been moved, and mine is right outside the federal post office on the bulletin board. For some reason, we're not allowed to post them in the federal post office. Not really sure about that, but on the bulletin board right outside of the office in the public building is good enough, and my public notice on my land has been put up, so we've got approximately six more days before we go in and file the document. So I'm pretty excited about that. I did listen to parts of the Homestead show today and heard Q say that when you do go in there, make sure that you can speak the language, you know the information so that you can talk intelligently to where they will understand what you're trying to get across. Because I didn't do that at first, but now it flows so much easier when you really learn what you're going to say and understand the document that you are filing. So this document is whereby you accept the forever benefit of the original land patent given to the original grantee. Said land patent was authorized by an act or acts of Congress, came under one or more treaties, was signed by then President of the United States. And in my case, Ulysses S. Grant, which is really kind of cool to see a president from that time with a signature on a document that I hold, the original land patent. So pretty excited about that. Okay, so I'll let you know how that goes. I'm going to do it on, I do believe, Friday. So if we have any pushback, we'll be able to talk about it on the Homestead show next weekend. And thank you, Q, so much for helping us through this. We're learning so much. Oh, and I wanted to mention, I did get one of my members at my gym gave me this pocket booklet of the Constitution of the United States. And it's got all the articles in it. And it actually talks about the, at the end, it has the Declaration of Independence. And you can order these books at National Center for Constitutional Studies. So just Google it, and it brings up the webpage. So it's pretty cool, handy-dandy little document. I guess it's a good time to start learning our Constitution, right? Because we're probably going to be needing it. All right, so I want to start out with a couple of shout-outs to some people that inspired me in the last couple weeks and recently came back into my world. And the first one goes out to Antonio. Thank you so much for the message the other day. Much love to you. my brother. Love, much, much love. Thank you. I just wanted you to know that I felt that in my heart. So thank you so much. And then I want to put a shout out to Tracy. She's a beautiful, strong mother who has a child that is struggling to speak. And we are collaborating together to figure out what we can do or where we can get help. And hopefully by bringing this on the radio station, somebody will hear this message. And we'll get deeper in detail with that because I think I'm going to have her on the show so she can kind of talk about it if she's willing. But she's a beautiful lady and so strong and loves her children so much. And it brought up a lot of feelings for me from when I was a mother. And I do remember those times because I had a daughter that was ADD. And we found out she was deaf in her left ear when she was in second grade. And so we struggled a lot with homework, and it was just a nightmare for me as a mother. But I ended up going in and trusting the doctors, and they said she needs to be put on Adderall. But had I known what I know now, I would not have taken that route. But unfortunately, at the time, we trusted the doctors, and we thought they knew the best. And maybe they did. Maybe they did at the time. I don't know. But anyway, shout out to you, Tracy. You're amazing. You're strong. And we will find a solution to the issue at hand. I promise you that. Also, Michael, you all know as the mountain man that spoke with Q, I think, last weekend. He sent out a request to be interviewed and wanted to talk on Zoom. We ended up doing a phone call. Amazing person. He's got a great story. And I'm so honored to have him navigating into our group, our family here. He has a lot to bring to the table, and he's got a beautiful path ahead of him. I feel it. I just resonated with him. He's really awesome. So shout out to you, Michael. Keep going. You're going to get that mountain, I promise you. Also, Allie, what you're doing with the children, you're awesome. My heart goes out to you. And I recently donated a cellular nano clearing to Allie because she's got a lot of stuff on her plate and she's amazing and what she's doing for the children. Love her. Way to go, Allie. We'll be getting you. I'll be sending you some more support too. I just want you to know that. Okay. And whatever I can do to help. And last, not last, but Corinne and Donnie. Corinne, I love you so much. You know, you're such a chatty catty and you have so much wisdom, but the humor and the joy that you bring to my life when we have our collaboration talks. And Donnie, hugs and kisses to you. And then also Junebug, you're like a child in a human, in a grown-up's body. You bring so much light and the stories that you've shared with me about your skating adventures, your ice skating adventures, because I've always wanted to learn to ice skate. So love you, June. You're just amazing. Keep on shining your light. And then Kelly, Leah, Warriors here in Michigan. We're there. We're almost there. We're almost over the finish line. So keep it up. We work independently, but we bounce stuff off of each other, and we're going to get there. Love you guys. And then last but not least, my knowledge center. I've been saying a lot of commands to increase my knowledge center. And it was really funny. The other day, I got a phone call from the twins, Carol and Kelly. And I said to them, it's really interesting that I am doing commands on my knowledge center. And then my knowledge center calls me. So I appreciate you two so much because you help me understand so much in this time in regard to spiritual growth and learning how to navigate through things like, as I used to call them, attacks. They're not really attacks. They're experiences that come our way. And it's how we react to them that helps us grow. So thank you so much, both of you. It was really funny. I was talking to Carol on the phone and I said to her, "What's that noise in the background, Carol?" "Oh, that's Kelly. That's right. I get a 2-for-1 with you guys." And we just busted out laughing. So they're such a joyous pair of twins. I love them very much and can't wait to see them again, 56 days and counting. And last but not least, which you guys, Lucia and Margie will be joining us shortly, bringing and sharing the creation of their retreat magic. They have brought so much love and wisdom into my heart, and I can't say enough about those two and the love that they're sharing all over this planet with all the beings that come their way. And I'm here to help them reach out to more. So you guys join in. They'll be on shortly. But I want to also do one last shout out to Sunshine. I heard your message a couple weeks ago. Thank you. Much love to you, my sister. I remember the first time I heard Sunshine's show. I was driving, waiting for Inspiration with Q to come on, and I was racing to get home so I could sit and listen to it in the comfort of my lovely little home. And I heard this woman talking, and I heard her mention Q. And I went, well, who is that? She must know Q. And I wanted to know more, so I reached out to BBS Radio to find out the name of the show and soon started to listen and felt the beautiful authenticity of her words. It was so refreshing to hear someone else's perspective and journey through this ascension. I immediately subscribed and been a fan ever since. So Sunshine, you are amazing. And I remember the journey when I first started out. I lost a partner too, but not one that died. It was a different situation. And here I am 3 years later, and I've never been happier. And so glad that you are part of this family, and you and Q and what you're doing with the Inspiration with Q and bringing all these questions to the forefront so that we can ask more. So my love to you. Okay. Kudos to my sponsor, Nano Ojas. There's been some information coming out on social media platforms. And one of them that came out this past week was a news conference about the COVID-19 vaccination and the tyranny implemented by the WHO, the World Health Organization. And I'll get back around to Nano Ojas. It's leading up to that, so just hang tight with me. The doctor that was speaking, Dr. David E. Martin, he had a news conference talking about the advancements of their agenda of profiting from the pandemic. He referred to the WHO as a criminal cartel, a European cabal. He called it straight up genocide, what they were doing. His exact words, we are no longer going to sugarcoat it. And I, for one, am thrilled to finally hear accountability taking place for the crimes against humanity in regard to the vaccinations. They're still pushing it in my geographical area. I was actually driving, and I was trying to connect my phone to my car radio so that I could listen to some of the Q shows or possibly a book that I might have been reading on Audible. And the commercial came on about get your vaccination shot, get your flu shot, sponsored by the local health department. So shame on you for still pushing that, knowing what we know. You know, eventually, hopefully, that will cease. And it's up to us, the people here in this region, to put a stop to it. So those of you that are aware of what's going on, it's time to stand up and stop the tyranny here in this geographical area. Just my opinion. Okay, so most of the information that I got about this vaccine all started way back when I was following Dr. Buttar. And Mark Atwood was another one that I followed. And I remember seeing a video where he said this. He goes, you can't catch a virus. Viruses are created inside your body in response to overtoxification. Okay? So this BS about, oh, I got the COVID you gave me. I caught the COVID. They passed the COVID. You know, it was all BS, people. And wearing the mask, that is your toxification, over-toxification, because you're inhaling all your bodily fluids, whatever you ate, whatever you drank. You know, you're suppressing it. We should never have to cover our faces by putting masks on and living in fear. And there are still people here doing that. And I actually asked the lady why she was doing it in a nice, you know, polite way. And she shared that she had a family member that has cancer and she wanted to protect them. So here is the person that is still living in fear, and that saddens me, but that is her choice. So most of the information, again, that I got on the vaccinations came out early through a platform called London Real with Brian Rose, and he did some interviews with Dr. Buttar, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and who's the other one? There's one other one. Oh, Sherry Tenpenny. So I listened to them, but Buttar really caught my attention because he actually did a video, and I think he was referring to the Moderna vaccination, first generation sterilization, where it goes in the body, nobody knows. And he later was accused of being a conspiracy theorist, all right, amongst many others that were coming to the forefront and trying to warn the human population about what they were doing. He died, sadly, May 18th of 2023, and I do believe it was cancer-related. But he died with the title of conspiracy theorist. And I'm here to say he was not a conspiracy theorist. He was bringing the truth from his heart, like many others that are out there, like all of us that are doing these radio shows, the podcasts, all the new, I'm going to say the shows that you see on YouTube where people are coming out. We're the real news. We're not mainstream media anymore because they lie to us. They lie to us about everything. So that being said, this is where we are. NanoSona, NanoOgis, Magic Dico. It is a product that I use, and it is here to help you with your immune system. Let's see, we got a few minutes left, and I'll pick this up after we go to break, or when we come back after Lucia. But anyway, the Nano... www.nanoogis.net, okay, is the website where you can go to get the product, okay? By using the Awakening Wave 63 promo and receive 15% off the first order, this product does many things, and I've used it. I use it. It corrects the underlying health problems, rejuvenates healthier and youthful skins, increases energy levels and cognitive function. Now, I had a member at my gym that I was telling the product about, and he is a big time person that goes in and he does research on everything he does, and he wanted to know about diabetes. So I gave him the information on the product, and he actually went to the website where they have a learn tab where there is extensive research. There are also testimonials. And for those of you that have taken the vaccine and you are experiencing side effects from it, I urge you to go to this website, check out this product, help yourself, read what it can assist you with, because it is here. It is from the earth. We are from the earth. It enhances and reduces inflammation and pain. It improves longevity, reverses aging. But again, when you do or try any products, it also depends on your frequency. You need to know that it's going to work. Don't doubt it. Don't have any doubt. Give it a chance. It's not going to happen overnight. And it all depends on what needs to be cured within your physical body, because it goes to the actual areas that need the most healing. So you're going to have to give it time to work. But I am here to say that it works. And Michael, the mountain man, he has used it. And he shared some information with me about his successes with it. And I just urge everyone to please go to the website, check out the testimonials, and also read the research papers. It's a great product. It's going to probably be a lifesaver for a lot. And I can say that from the heart. www.nanoogis.net. And we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we will introduce you to Lucia Nicola Evans and Margie Barbier. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
Done, can you hear me? mind. Can you hold me? If I'm lazy, boo, can you help me?
Can you help me?
Feeling down, can you feel me? When I'm running low, can you charge me?
When I'm running low.
If it's love or talking, you ain't really frying. You do the walk and talk the talk, but drop it. You pull me back, you left me there, I'm falling. Stop, the hell are you going? I'ma hold me up, I'll get myself together. Who'd have thought without you I'd be better? Brace yourself, I'm ready for another. I said it once before, without you I'm
sunlight, so bright.
Welcome back to the second half of the Awakening Wave Show here on BBS Radio. All right, everybody. So before I get started in introducing our next two guests, I would like to share with the audience how I met these lovely ladies. So I was on a Creation Lightship Telegram channel, Q&A, and that is how I met Margie, who at the time talked a lot about her surfing, and I do believe, and I'm not sure if she still is, affiliated with the Sister Surf and Yoga Retreat. I know there's been some changes, and I'll let her update that when she comes on to the show here. And Lucia, through two courses that I took on her website, which is LuciaNicolaEvans.com, which actually Margie connected me to because she shared some of her experiences with Lucia, and I do believe she was doing some one-on-ones with her at that time. And the classes that I took were, the first one was Wounded to Wisdom, as I navigated through her website. And then as we went through that class, another one came up, which is Living an Empowered Life. So before we begin, I found one of the documents from that class. And at the time that I started with the Wounded to Wisdom, I had just gotten out of a 9-year relationship that was pretty devastating because it ended on betrayal. And so I was going through some real deep emotional stuff. And the Wounded to Wisdom class helped me through that. And it actually brought me to another place than the relationship. It went further back into my childhood, which was quite the awakening for me. But I found this document, and I remember reading this. So I just want to read it to everyone because I wrote in parentheses, and I'll share that with you when I get to the end of what I'm about to read. So it starts off, and this is written by Jessica Douches Wheeler. I am not here to empower you, because I know that you already have everything you need to be successful. You have charm and wit and strength and power beyond what you think you're capable of. You have the knowledge and resources to learn more, do more, and achieve more. You have skills and life experiences that no other woman has, and that gives you your own unique perspective on the world. You are empowered because you have those qualities. No one can take them away from you, nor can someone give you permission, authority, or power to show up as your beautiful, authentic self. And in parentheses at that time, I put except you. And then it goes on to say, no one can give you power because you are already powerful beyond measure. And that resonated with me so much. And that truly was the beginning of my spiritual awakening and really getting in touch with who I am and bringing back the spirit in me that got lost in those 9 years of that relationship. And I want to start by saying thank you so much, Lucia, for that beautiful class that you brought. And Margie, thank you for bringing me to Lucia. And without further ado, let me introduce these beautiful ladies, Lucia Nicola Evans and Margie Barbier. Welcome, ladies. So happy to be back in the presence with you guys. How are you both doing?
Thank you, Robin. That was amazing. Hello.
Yes, that brings back quite a bit of memories for me. And we've been on such an amazing journey. I have. And I thank the both of you for the beginning of that journey. So without further ado, you guys, how would you like to play?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us on here, Robin.
Absolutely.
So honored and grateful. And I remember meeting you too. And I remember that Wounding to Wisdom class, and it was so special and profound. And yeah, thanks, Lucia.
Yes, a lot of emotional moments and a lot of releasing for sure.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that course was such an inspiration, because I'm like, how can I give people a taste of the magic of what's possible? And that course came out of that spark of, oh, you know, I can make it digestible and simple enough to still create transformation. And it did what I wanted it to do, because you're a result of that, and I'm really glad it worked. So this is the magic, the true magic of spirit, what happens inside of moments of being completely present and aware of really just completely being with what is arising. And that's my desire. That's my mission. That's my joy, to really be with whatever is arising. So you ask how I want to play. I want to play in the light. I want to play right here with you. Whatever arises, that's my style.
I love it. So, you know, I've actually taken part in, and I just want to talk about how I came upon this retreat in the last one that we did in Costa Rica in August. It all started with a surfing vacation with my daughter and I to go to North Carolina. And then Margie comes back and it's like a threesome. Hey, we're going to do it in Costa Rica instead. And I went, huh? So had to get a passport and then, you know, tell my daughter things have changed. We're going to Costa Rica. And so I'm like, oh, I don't know. Should I leave in the country? I was like, I don't know about that, especially during this time, you know, all that fear stuff was started to come up. And then I started to realize, you know what, just flow with it. Just go, you know, just, you can do it. You can go. So just go. So we did. And we got our passports probably 5 months prior to the trip. And they came way sooner. I had people saying it takes months to get them. But they came pretty quickly. And, The airline trip to Liberia Airport was absolutely smooth. And we met Carol and Kelly, The bus ride was a little bumpy, but it was very interesting being in a different country. So it was just amazing. So many amazing moments during that time.
Yeah, that was so fun. That was just so, that retreat was so magical. And it's hard to really put words to just how profound and so many beautiful, amazing, magical things that happened. And we really were playing in the light so much. It was so great to meet your daughter too, Robin.
Yeah, she, you know, I was worried about us getting along because our last vacation together wasn't really that great because, yeah, there were some issues, but I was so amazed at how much she changed during that time and how she played in the water like she did when she was little, especially on the skin board that came out of nowhere that just dropped out of the sky. Another magical moment. But it was beautiful seeing her just, you know, relax and just be. It was something that I feel so good inside about that I was able to share this journey with her. So amazing. So why, what is getting you guys motivated to creating these retreats? What has inspired you or sparked?
I'll go first. I guess well, it's really in my space, so I'm gonna say, it really has been my dream to do retreats, to bring people together, and to really connect, have create safe experiences, safe containers where people can really connect and drop in and have transformation and really get to know themselves and each other on a whole nother level. It's been my dream, and I've been working with Margie, and Margie was like already doing retreats, and I asked her, do you remember this, Margie? I asked you,
yeah,
what would bring your heart joy? And she said, if you do retreats, and invited me to it, and like, it was just like, it was just a moment. I didn't even think about it. It's like, let's do it together. Mm-hmm. And it was, there's just so much life and so much magic behind that whole invitation. Do you remember the moment, Margie?
Yeah, I remember. It was, you asked me like, what brings your heart desire? And I went in and I shared all this from my heart. And I just felt like our hearts had like kind of connected, and we were both sharing the same dream. And it was like this spark from divine that just came up, and we were both just like, it was so, the moment was so alive. And it, in that moment, it was like, wow, like it was like everything I had ever dreamed of, like my deepest, deepest desires. And yeah, it was just, wow, that was a beautiful moment. And then I didn't even really realize that you were serious at first. I remember being like, wait, did she really mean that? I know. Mm-hmm. And then I asked her, you know, remember that she, I was like, did you mean that? Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful. And then the way that we kind of created these retreats, it's like, because I've done a lot of retreats, surfing retreats, and the retreats with Lucia were so, so it's so much more spirit-led. And it's more of like, I guess you could say like a divine flow and a spirit flow. And they're just so profound, and it's so fun. And it's my favorite thing in the world is to play in the light with you, Lucia, and bring others in.
Yeah, just amazing.
I love it. I love it too.
Yeah, amazing. And I have to say, during the last one, you know, I never ever thought that I would be able to surf, and I still gotta work on that. As I said, you know, what we did on that retreat, the surfing that I did was kind of like what we do skiing here on the bunny hill. So I didn't really get off the bunny hill yet. So I need to go back and do some more. So hopefully, are we going to have some of that, Margie?
Surfing?
Yeah,
possibly. Yeah, we can. If you'd like to, we can definitely create that.
Well, we can always sneak out in the morning, right?
Yeah,
of course. Right. It's doable.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so other than, I'm just curious, other than Costa Rica, are you guys looking at other geographical areas in regard to more retreats? And if so, where do you think they might be created?
Yes. We are. We are. We're going to be doing one in Fallbrook because it's so beautiful here where I live, California. It's a little bit like Tuscany, Italy here.
Oh, I love it.
It's just got the warmth and the trees and the expansiveness of being in nature and the invitation to really open yourself and create space for an exhale. I love it because it's not so densely populated as a city or a tight town, you know? So that's definitely going to be most likely in May
Okay.
of next year. And we're going to be doing one in Europe, two in Europe. Why, right? One in England and one in Germany.
Yep.
Oh my
Yes.
goodness, I've never been to. Oh, I would love to go there. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. For sure.
And there might be one also we've been talking about with a friend of ours, the Smoky Mountains might be is also a possibility.
Stop it. I'm getting so excited right now because that's what I want to do, travel. And now I have places to go. Woohoo!
Yay.
So, I gotta say also too, when the one thing I really enjoyed about these retreats is that the quiet time and going within, and I discovered so many things about myself, things that we hang on to that we don't even know are there. And if you recall this, Lucia, when we were doing the yoga class and we were, I think we were doing some kind of lower body stretch, and I kind of got stuck. And the instructor came over and pulled my legs. And as soon as she did that, I just started crying out of nowhere. And I looked at her and I said, I don't know why I'm crying. And she goes, because you're releasing. And, I didn't understand what that meant at that time, but I have just recently gone through another one for the first time since that trip. And you don't realize that you let things build up and you just hold on to things until sometimes it just gets to the point to where you just got to release. And you sit there and question and go on, and you say to yourself, okay, this is, I can't be weak. I can't cry this, but it's not that at all. It's just letting things out that need to come up. And during this time that we're all in with the ascension cycle and the changes that are going on, we are feeling the effects of that both physically, mentally, and spiritually. And sometimes you have to stop and breathe. And I know that I have such a busy life with work, and I try to make the time for me. And I do it like first thing in the morning. And that's when I get up at 4 a.m. in the morning and I start doing my commands and doing my breathing exercises. But I don't really get the time like what I had when I was on the retreat. And I'm so looking forward to this time again to go deeper within and having some more transformation. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful way of awakening your spirit. I just wanted to share that. And my heart is just beating right now. Such an amazing feeling. What do you think of
Well said.
that? So okay, now so we're gonna go further west for the next one. And then across the ocean. And then where'd you say the mountains?
The Smoky Mountains.
Smoky Mountains. Okay. And that's going to be more towards the end of the year?
Good question. I'm not sure. Might be the following year. We're not sure when that's going to be, timing wise. But the next one's going to be, as you know, is Costa Rica, February the 9th through the 20th.
I know I'm
And we're going to have some real deep dive, like opportunities of really having some silent time in that one.
Okay.
And yeah, it's going to be lovely.
And
really
some,
lovely.
And some horseback
riding. A deepening and a unifying. Yes, some horseback riding on the beach.
Yeehaw. Okay, so what about going back to the hot springs? Because I really like that spot.
I'm pretty sure we're going back there.
I like it. I like it.
Yep.
I'm really, really excited. I'm counting the days down. We're looking at like 60 days starting tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yay.
I know. Yeah. That's how close it is.
Yeah. I love going to waterfalls. I think it's so important to go to waterfalls. So we're definitely going to go to a waterfall for sure.
Absolutely. And so Margie, so how what's going on with the surfing retreat? Are you still kind of partaking in that part-time or is that still going on?
Yeah, that's still happening. And I'll always be a part of that. I am going to separate and just focus on me and Lucia's retreats. But there's my sister's, it's me and my sister's business. We started it about maybe like 15 years ago. I'm not totally sure when. But yeah, they're going to still keep going. And I think they're going to go to Australia and other places. But I'm going to go with my heart and just focus on what Lucia and I are doing because it brings me so much light and love. And just it just makes me, I don't know, it's just my heart just is guiding me to do this. And I'm just so inspired and happy and grateful and honored. And it's just, it's the world to me right now. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. All right. Well, ladies, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us in regard to the, so it's LuciaNicolaEvans.com is where they can find more information about the retreats. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And any upcoming classes you got going on, Lucia? Because I'm interested if you have some.
Yes, I will be posting some more in the new year for sure. January, February. I actually have been recovering from an accident, like a pickleball accident. So, but I'm doing well, and I am excited to put new creations and new courses up for the next year. So keep look out for that, because there will be some, well, there'll be a communications journey and there'll be some more classes. Not sure what the other one's going to be called yet, but, and then the Living an Empowered Life course will be running again for 9 weeks again in January, February time.
All right. Beautiful. Awesome. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. And I am looking forward to connecting once again in February. So I can't wait for all those Lucia hugs and Margie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I haven't been hugged like that since I left there. So I'm overdue. Just saying.
Oh, thank you. Well, I look forward to seeing you then, too. I'm giving you huge hugs.
All right. I love you guys. And we're going to take a break here real quick and I'll come back for the closing.
Sunlight, so bright, so bright. Sunlight. feel me when I'm running low? Can you charge me
when I'm running low?
Welcome back, everyone. That was so invigorating. I love those two ladies. They are the most spiritual, light-giving, just so free-flowing. And when you're around them, the energy, the beautiful frequency that exudes from them is just, you can't put it in words. So love you, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me today. Okay, so I want to touch base on an article that I came across in forthepeople.space. The Love of George, I think was the title, The Spirit of George. And in that article, there was a write-up about Omar al-Gaddafi, who we, in my time of growing up, was told that this man was a tyrannist and that he was evil to his people and just horrible. And come to find out that it was completely the opposite. And I just wanted to share with the listeners, because there are a few people from my area that are listening. And I feel very passionate about this because I grew up thinking this man and Saddam Hussein were both evil men. And I'm a little disturbed that we were lied to by the media. He actually wrote a book. And you guys know how I am about books. I love books. The book is called The Green Book, Omar al-Gaddafi. All right. And this book was written for his people. Part one was the solution to the problem of democracy. Part two, the solution to the economic problem. And part three, the social basis of the third universal theory. Now, I don't have this book yet, but I am going to look into it. Hopefully I can get a copy of it because I would really like to read more of it. But he put together a program for his people, and the Green Book rejects both capitalism and communism, as well as government-run democracy, kind of like what we have here in our country, sad to say. Instead, it proposes a type of direct democracy overseen by the people, with general committees made up by the people, allowing direct participation with the choices made about their own well-being and the way of life. The book states that freedom of expression is the natural right of every person, and that a wealthy, productive society will eventually reach a point of great productivity, where wealth and material needs are all satisfied with no need for using capitalistic means of exchange. Now, some of the things in this book and things that he accomplished from 1969 to 2011, the child trade bazaar was closed down and child trafficking almost wiped out in Libya under his guidance. Libya had the highest standard of living in all of Africa during his tenure. Everyone who wanted a loan received a loan. Every loan was interest free. His people received health care free. His people received free schooling. His people receive free electricity. New mothers received a bursary of 5,000 US equivalent for each birth of a child. Okay, you know, that's nice, but personally, when I had my children, I had 6 weeks of maternity leave, and I would have valued more than $5,000 more time with my child. But the $5,000 would have made that happen because I wouldn't have had to return back to work and leave my child with someone else to raise. Gaddafi built a strong education system, including scholarships for children to go to school abroad if they so desired. This was entirely funded, as well as monthly income on top of travel, healthcare, and schooling expenses. Libyans received at least $1,600 per month U.S. equivalent for accommodation. This was 2011 and prior. He created a national fund for citizens from all oil revenues. Libyan citizens received percentage of all oil revenues. Petro averaged a 0.14 per liter during his tenure. So there's more information here that goes on about this man. He cared about his people, and he was breaking free from the clutches of the U.S., is my perception. Well, now, I could be wrong, but that's my perception. And away from capitalism. And then I thought to myself, you know what? Look at our country. Everything we do is run by the government. Everything that we want to do, we can't do because of restrictions by the government. So, you know, Donald Trump being our president now, I just want to say, for those of you that have thought negative things about him, he's done so many things for us. There's an actual document, and it's pretty thick. I urge you to read it, to look at what this man has done. And I'm so thankful that he is once again our leader. But we as the people cannot sit back and continue to let this tyranny go on in our geographical areas. We need to come together, unite, make new communities, create what we want, and not be told what we can't have. And that comes from my heart. And we're doing that right now with the Homesteading Project. So for all of you that are just tuning in and want to know about that, you need to join us, because this is going to grow big, and we're going to be free to live on this planet without having property taxes and interest on our loans, etc. So I urge you to go to the BBS Radio Homestead Show with Q, 1 o'clock every Saturday. There are archives going all the way back, I do believe, till August. Start there, go through the archives, and if you feel it in your heart that you want to move ahead with this project, join us, because you are welcome with open arms. And that's just the beginning of a lot of things that we will be creating here on New Earth. I send all my love to everyone, and I appreciate all of you and all of you that support me on my show, that subscribe to the show, all of you that share your stories and your experiences, and I shouldn't say stories, your experiences and your challenges. And that's what we're all here for, coming together, helping one another. On the next show, I have a surprise guest, and I will put out a banner introducing that surprise guest later in the week, and hopefully you guys will join me. It will be the show on the 28th of December. I've been trying to learn Spanish. So with that being said, I love all of you. Have a beautiful rest of your Saturday. And for those of us in the North America area, stay warm. It is freaking cold out. Brr. I'm ready for a heat wave. I love you all. Have a beautiful day.